We're going to take a break here in a minute. But I want to go to Bob Pertick on what Maxine...
If I could have a chance to answer that question,
yes,
too.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know. I thought God was talking. You ought to go into radio.
He is.
Go ahead, Paul.
Because I've had the same thought and debate myself before I actually introduced this. And I think what Maxine said is true. The likelihood of success immediately is not great. But I think you have to start the dialogue to keep these folks on the defensive and start to hold them accountable for the fact that they're treading on the Constitution. They think they're above the law. They think they can do any damn thing they please and get away with it. And so far they have, because no one's calling them on it.
Right.
And I think we have to keep them on the defensive. Otherwise, they're going to do the next disastrous thing, like dropping a multi-megaton nuclear bomb on Iran. And God knows what next, testing it in Nevada. I think if they continue to get away with this without enough pushback, they'll continue to feel empowered to do things that each time we can't believe that they thought they could get away with it, and they do. So we have to create this dialogue. And I found in other issues, I remember when we passed the anti-gay Prop 22 right before I got elected, the first thing I did when I got there was I sponsored a civil union measure, which everyone told me was crazy because we'd just done the opposite thing in California. But it started the dialogue. And it's really only been a few years since then, and we went from Prop 22 to having gay marriage pass both houses of the state legislature and Gavin Newsom allowing people to marry in San Francisco. So sometimes it's just starting the dialogue.
All right. Thank you, Paul. I do want to go to Bob. Because of Democrats.com, I realize that everybody on this panel is, to a greater or lesser degree, close to public opinion. But I think because of Democrats.com, you might have a leg up on most of us. So I want to address that question specifically, whether or not pursuing impeachment, regardless of the emotional commitment that we all feel, whether or not this is an exercise in futility given the makeup of the Congress?
No, of course not. The charges are so overwhelming, and you know it's a joy to be on the panel with the people who have all the facts at right on the tip of their tongue. If George Bush had to defend himself against
That's staggering.
It's inconceivable, and without the earpiece in his ear, it's not in this universe.
Right.
So, as Democrats, thinking like Karl Rove, we ought to want to put the ball in Bush's court and make him answer these charges.
That's right.